From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Louisiana's Republican Senator John Kennedy has just introduced a bill to address net neutrality concerns. The bill, which is a companion to a similar one introduced in the House by Representative Marsha Blackburn, is being cast as a response to the massive public outcry to the overturning of net neutrality rules by FCC Chair Ajit Pai. But advocates of internet freedom have denounced Kennedy's bill as disastrous. Instead, what they want is for Congress to use its power under the Congressional Review Act to overturn the FCC's decision. My guest is Craig Aaron, president and CEO of Free Press, a leading advocate in the fight to preserve net neutrality. He's the editor of two books, Appeal to Reason, 25 Years of In These Times, and Changing Media, Public Interest Policies for the Digital Age. And he spoke to us last in December when we asked the question of, is net neutrality over with the FCC decision? Welcome back to the program, Craig.
Thanks for having me back, Sonali.
So I thought you might have been unusually optimistic back then, but it turns out you weren't. because the Congressional Review Act pathway to restoring net neutrality is actually pretty close. But before we get to that, first, what are your thoughts on John Kennedy's bill, John Kennedy and Marsha Blackburn's bills, companion bills? They say they want to preserve net neutrality.
Yeah, well, these bills are, I think the fact that Kennedy introduced this bill is incredibly disappointing. Ever since this incredible upswell of public attention, the latest one, but the biggest one we've ever seen that's happened since the FCC formally moved to undo the net neutrality rules, Senator Kennedy has been someone who said, you know, he hadn't made up his mind yet, and he was listening, and you know, people have been showing up outside of his district offices in Louisiana week after week after week, urging him to do the right thing and support the Congressional Review Act to undo what the FCC did, which already has 50 co-sponsors. So it literally needs one more vote to be able to pass through the United States Senate. And instead, what Senator Kennedy has done, although he claims to still be undecided on the CRA, is introduce a piece of legislation that was essentially written by AT&T and doesn't offer any kind of real protections for net neutrality, wouldn't give the FCC the clear authority that it needs, wouldn't stop a devious practice called paid prioritization, essentially paying to play and get faster speeds. And, you know, whether Kennedy just doesn't know, as someone relatively new to these issues, or, you know, thinks the public is going to fall for it, he's embraced legislation from Marsha Blackburn, who's long been one of the leading enemies of the open internet. So that's why we've responded, you know, so strongly, because we really think he's off base here. And we really think that he's misrepresenting his constituents, thousands and thousands of whom have been speaking out for net neutrality. I'm just returning from Capitol Hill, and member after member talks about getting 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,000 calls for net neutrality and none supporting Ajit Pai. And I really think the same is true for Senator Kennedy, who undoubtedly has been, you know, sort of brought to this issue in new ways and has gotten a lot of attention. Unfortunately, he's making some really bad choices here in trying to push for legislation presented as a compromise, but it's really just a giveaway to the biggest telecom companies.
And it should be noted, Ajit Pai too says he favors net neutrality. Is Kennedy's definition of what net neutrality is similar to Ajit Pai's definition?
I mean, all of a sudden it is, which is disappointing. I mean, I think Ajit Pai would like to claim that it too, although the evidence is so clear that what he's doing is absolutely obliterating net neutrality that maybe nobody believes that anymore. But one of the sort of remarkable side effects of this whole net neutrality fight, which you and I have been talking about for maybe a decade, is that it used to be that the enemies of net neutrality, net neutrality, and they try to red bait it, and they would talk about how it was all this unnecessary regulation. Now what you hear is, everybody loves net neutrality. Net neutrality is so popular, the polls suggest 83% of the country, once it's explained to them, like what the FCC had in place before Ajit Pai, that suddenly everybody's for net neutrality. AT&T loves to put out press releases on our days of action saying they too like net neutrality. You know, they just don't really like laws on the books to actually enforce it, rules on the books that would actually stop them from doing everything that they want to do. And unfortunately, it looks like Senator Kennedy is falling for some of the same tricks. But, you know, once again, I remain optimistic because we have seen this incredible groundswell of opposition and public awareness, which we've really never seen at this level before. You know, these are issues I've been spending a lot of time talking to lawmakers in recent days, and people, they're hearing about it. They're hearing about it from their own children. They're hearing about it when they go home and do town halls. You know, this is one of those issues that was obscure and on the margins that is suddenly, you know, very much coming into the center of a lot of political discussions. And that's why you have, you know, even with Republican control of Congress, even with a Republican in the White House, you've got more than 200 members of Congress already on board co-sponsoring legislation to overturn what the FCC did. So suddenly this very sort of unusual piece of legislation, the Congressional Review Act, that is usually used to do bad things like overturn environmental regulations and privacy regulations, we have the opportunity to actually use it to do something good. And that's undo what the FCC did last year. And it's not going to be an easy fight, but there is a path to victory. We're very close in the Senate. That's a vote I'm very confident we can win. And we're beginning to ramp up pressure on the House, you know, where it will take, you know, all of or almost all of the Democrats and 25 or 30 Republicans to pass this bill. But that's certainly a real possibility.
Now, we mentioned Marsha Blackburn. She's the representative who introduced the Open Internet Preservation Act last December. What a great name for a bill, on the surface of which, you know, most people would say, sure, we want to preserve the open internet. And John Kennedy's Senate bill is essentially a version of her bill. How deeply in the pocket of ISPs is she? John Kennedy might be new to these issues, but she's not new to these issues.
No, she's not. You know, she is the you know, ranking member, or the you know, majority leader in the key committee, or number two on that committee, the vice chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and she has long used her power in Congress to advocate on behalf of the biggest cable companies, the biggest media companies, the biggest phone companies. And she's been well compensated for that. I mean, hundreds of thousands of donations, I think more than $600,000 in donations from the industry. She is someone, you know, well known in Washington as being a mouthpiece for the industry. So the idea that she's going to suddenly show up with the Open Internet Preservation Act and it's actually going to be something to preserve the internet is pretty laughable. She's shown time and time again that she really thinks these big companies can do no wrong, and she's not really interested in standing up for your everyday internet user or people who are using the internet to just talk to their families, to organize their communities, to come up with new and amazing products and outlets to compete with those big guys. That's never been what Marsha Blackburn's been about. And unfortunately, you know, Senator Kennedy appears to have fallen maybe for some of that rhetoric, or, you know, I don't know, Republicans are going to Republican, and everybody likes to talk a good game. But what matters is, you know, are you voting for the legislation that will actually, you know, preserve the free and open internet, that will actually undo what Ajit Pai has done?
Craig, do you think that to the introduction of Kennedy's bill and of course, Blackburn's bill last year is meant to upend the Congressional Review Act challenge to this FCC decision, particularly Kennedy's introduction now, after being, you know, pushed by his constituents to be that 51st vote in the Senate to back the Congressional Review Act pathway to net neutrality? His introduction of this bill seems to be a way to say, uh-oh, we're getting too close to doing the right thing. Maybe this will distract everybody and get them to vote for my bill instead.
Yes, I love how you phrase that, getting too close to doing the right thing. I mean, that is an affliction you find a lot in Congress when it actually becomes a reality. And, you know, the fact is, from the beginning of this, or at least this round of the fight, all the big phone and cable companies and their front groups have been pushing a message of Congress should legislate. They know that despite how aggressive Ajit Pai was, that his changes stand on very shaky legal ground, and Free Press and a number of other groups and 23 states have now sued the FCC to try to overturn those rules in court. So their dream had always been to try to force you know, the big internet companies and others to the table to be able to negotiate some kind of legislation that is the most favorable to them. and that will last forever. Essentially, it would be much more hard to overturn than a set of regulations instituted by the FCC. So they're very aware. They were very surprised at how quickly the CRA gained momentum in the Senate. It's actually very unusual for the party not in power to be able to push forward a Congressional Review Act bill, but that's exactly what's happening. So now they're trying to gum up the works. They're trying to essentially give people like John Kennedy, members who maybe got so many calls about net neutrality, were hearing so much about it that they started talking about it publicly as something interesting, essentially giving them a place to hide. Look, I'm for this legislation that's supposedly for net neutrality,
right,
but not actually the bill that matters, that could pass, and that those who've been fighting for net neutrality are pushing for. The good news is that, at least in the Senate, no Democrats have fallen for that yet.
Right. I was going to ask you, has every single Democrat in the Senate joined in and said that they would vote for the CRA?
Every single one. Every single Democrat, both of the independents, Bernie Sanders and Angus King, and mm-hmm. Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, are all on board, which is why, even with Kennedy going this way, we're still very confident. There are a number of Republicans who have not yet taken a public position. And, you know, we really believe that this vote, when it gets to the floor, and what's interesting about this legislation is it can't be filibustered. So this will get to the floor of the Senate. We're very confident that it will pass. The House is more of an uphill climb, but the momentum from the Senate hopefully carries over there. And, you know, so many people have been engaged. So many people are showing up. Just last week, there were, eight different events outside Republican Senate offices. And so these are places like Salt Lake City and Miami and Columbus, Ohio, all with people in the streets talking about net neutrality, in places where, not only would you necessarily might not expect people to be talking about net neutrality, but you don't always see people in the streets. So I really believe the momentum is on our side. And obviously, the phone and cable companies are going to pull out all the stops to try to disrupt this. But so far, that's just getting more people engaged and motivated, and to the point where net neutrality is becoming one of these issues that I think, is going to be on the agenda as we move into the midterm elections, as these bills move through Congress in the months ahead, and as we continue to take this fight to the courts.
On the issue of the Senate, that one extra vote you're waiting on, who is the most likely, John Kennedy was being lobbied hard by his constituents. Now he's shown that he's not going to be on their side. Is there another, I'm assuming it would have to be a Republican senator, who is sitting on the fence that's a likely target for people around the country to say, listen, we want you to do the right thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing is we're still pressuring Senator Kennedy, and there's going to be a protest right outside his office in New Orleans tonight at 5 p.m. Thursday is when he'll be hopefully hearing from even more of his constituents. But, we're looking at people. Rob Portman of Ohio, for example, has not made a strong statement about net neutrality and has shown at times a willingness to be on good legislation. For example, today he's on a bill that was introduced by Senator Duckworth and Senator Booker, also Senator Portman, actually dealing with unfair prison phone rates. So that's the kind of bill that a lot of people maybe can get behind. So we're looking at people like him. Senator Hatch had 30 or 40 people outside his office last week. He's about to retire. I think he's hearing from a lot of people about net neutrality. And there are others, who may be popping up in the months ahead as we, figure out who's going to be there on the day they vote for this. And so, I would urge people to make those calls, but I would also really urge them to call their representatives. They absolutely need to hear.
Right. So in the House, how far is this method of overturning Ajit Pai's decision? And if this does work, if using the CRA does work to overturn net neutrality, is this the end of the line? Because every time we speak, because of the lack of congressional legislation, the FCC was making all these decisions on net neutrality. If the CRA were to overturn the FCC's decision, are we finally done with the battle to preserve net neutrality?
Unfortunately, we may not be done. But in the case of the House, there's already 155 members. Whip Steny Hoyer was the 155th person to sign on as a co-sponsor of the bill. So there's others who've indicated they'd vote for it, but there are 155 co-sponsors. Currently, all of them are Democrats. You need 218 votes to pass a bill in the House to force this bill toward the floor. And there are some other procedural obstacles that are in the House that aren't present in the Senate. But, you know, we're confident, we're pushing to get to that number north of 218. That will require a couple dozen Republicans coming on board. And this is going to be a big test for the Republicans. But I think as this issue continues to rise in prominence and popularity, I mean, we're at a moment where, you know, Burger King is making advertisements about with net neutrality as the punchline.
Yeah.
You know, these members are definitely hearing about it. And those members who are going into 2018, you know, who are in so-called purple districts, who are in states like California, where a lot of people really care about the future of the internet, you know, they're going to have to think twice about whether they want to be on the wrong side of this issue. And of course, even if it passes the House, it's got to go to the White House. If you can predict what Donald Trump will do from one day to the next, more power to you. You know, we don't know. And frankly, it's a fight we'd like to have. And, as far as what happens, you know, we think this would put the, you know, what we used to have back into place. There'll certainly be legal battles that will continue, including the battle to overturn what Ajit Pai just did. And, you know, it will take other political changes to really make things the last word, where a Congress serious about making real net neutrality someday might pass legislation, and FCC, serious about doing its job, could leave these rules that are working really well in place. But there's no question that from a political standpoint, if these rules are overturned, I mean, that's an incredible rebuke to Donald Trump, to the Ajit Pai FCC, and I think, you know, absolutely changes the nature of this debate even further. And it also, we're going into a political season, and I think this is becoming a political issue, and it's quickly becoming one of those third rail issues that politicians really need to think twice about being on the wrong side of. And that's why I'm so amazed by all the energy we're seeing, but also really optimistic that we have a real chance to pass this legislation. And even if we don't, we have a real opportunity to push this issue, you know, even further into that mainstream conversation. And that might help get a lot more politicians in Washington a year or two from now who are on the right side.
Craig, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll post a link to Free Press's website as well as a battlefortthenet.com on our website later today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sonali. I really appreciate you having me.
My guest has been Craig Aaron, president and CEO of Free Press, a leading advocate in the fight to preserve net neutrality. And we've been talking about the latest on that front legislatively. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.